You're listening to episode 59 of Friending, a podcast that helps women have life-giving female friendship, no matter what season they're in. My name is Noelle Rhodes, and I've been studying female friendship for, gosh, a long time. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about another friendship lie that holds us back from having the friendship that we really want in our own life. For several weeks, we've been talking about these various friendship lies, all of which I have personally struggled with for the most part. These are the kinds of things that we believe that really do hinder us from making those strong connections with other females in regards to friendship. And today's lie is one that I have most certainly believed, and probably I would say it's one that has really messed me up in getting to know other women and making new friends. And this is the lie, which says, women are just hard to be friends with. Interestingly enough, this lie first entered my mind not when I was a kid or in college or even a young adult, but actually the moment that I became a mother. You see, I really believe that when I became a mother, I was going to automatically be inducted into the mother club, meaning I was going to immediately find other mother friends that I could raise my kids with. Well, that's not really what happened. Actually, what I found was that it was really hard to make friends with other mothers for lots of reasons. But the biggest one being that I was very insecure in my own mothering. I constantly felt like I was doing something wrong. It didn't help that I had two wild children that didn't simply comply because I said so. So it made things a little bit harder for me. Other mothers always seemed like they had their stuff together. You know, they never forgot anything in the diaper bag. Their kids always went to bed when they were supposed to. They ate all the good stuff, organic and fresh and farm to table. And my kid really loved the jar stuff. True story. I also wasn't able to breastfeed my kids. And so the fact that I had to bottle feed them felt like a huge neon sign over my head 24/7 that said, this mother is a freaking failure. So I'm walking into this new social circle of other mothers already feeling like I'm a terrible mom. And so it's very difficult for me to connect with other women because they're better than me. And not only did they look like they had it all together, but some of them actually claimed that they did. Some of them claimed that they'd figured it all out. What are the best systems and practices for having a kid that does what you want them to do? And they would kind of go around and sort of boss everybody about, telling them what they should do, how to vaccinate, how not to vaccinate, how to feed your kid, what not to feed your kid, what are the best sleeping methods, or maybe you shouldn't have a sleeping schedule at all. There were so many swirling opinions out there, and there were definitely moms who were happy to loudly share their opinions as if it were gospel truth. And if I wasn't offended by the things they were saying, I felt so insecure. Like, man, why didn't I know that? It was really hard for me. And like I mentioned before, my two kids were wild. Hilarious, but wild. If you know them, you know the stories. So this was super hard for me. Connecting with other moms just felt impossible. And it also felt like they all already had connected with each other. You know, that mom group clicky thing is totally a real thing. Totally. So I was really struggling with connecting. And I finally just decided, you know what? I guess women are just hard to be friends with. Maybe I'm not a person that could be friends with other women. And I'm just gonna have to, figure it out on my own. So what began to happen is I would take some steps back in isolation. Sure, I would show up to the park with my kids, but I didn't go out of my way to talk to other moms. And I stopped kind of going to those mom group, tot group stuff because it just was really lonely. There's nothing more lonely than standing among other people who you thought you might be able to be friends with and then realize you probably can't. Looking back now, I think that the real lie that I was believing was not that women were hard to be friends with, but actually that women did not want to be friends with me. That for some reason, I was the kind of woman that other women just didn't want to be friends with. And so I just needed to accept that and move on. Now, thankfully, this season of believing this lie was short. And that's because I eventually found my people, but it wasn't easy at first because I was sort of a little suspicious. Do these people really want to be my friend? Are these women really, truly trustworthy? Are they going to be cliquey? Are they going to boss me about in my mothering? It was one of those situations that took time for me to peel back those layers of padded lies that I wrapped myself up in so I would not get hurt or rejected. The truth is that women are actually awesome to be friends with. Women are highly relational beings. Their communication skills are usually pretty awesome without much help. Women are creative problem solvers. They're excellent at time management. And women instinctively know that other women usually could use a hand. Now, there are some women out there who aren't that great. Let's be honest. There are some mean girls who've grown up to be mean women, and I'm not going to pretend like they don't exist. But the good news is that they're in the minority. They're not every woman. In fact, there are more women who really do care about seeing other women succeed. And so we can be friends with other women. It's a lie that women are hard to be friends with. There are some who are because people are people. People are broken and people have problems. Real people, real problems. But we don't have to be afraid of our own gender because of maybe some of the things we've experienced in the past. So one of the things I want to encourage us to do is take a moment and really face three things. The first thing is to face our past history with women. Maybe we had a female friend that just was a plain old jerk. And a lot of times we view our present friendships through the lens of that old friendship where we got really hurt, really manipulated, and really used by this jerk female friend. Sometimes we just need to really look at that and say, okay, that was the past. That wasn't cool. I was affected by it. But I'm choosing to not be affected by it any longer. I'm going to step forward and vulnerably take a risk and open myself up to new friendship with new women. This is very hard to do. Much easier to say that into this mic than actually practice it in real life. But I promise you, sometimes these kinds of blockages that we're experiencing in friendship actually can be moved by making a very clear decision to not live by the past anymore. You may actually need to get up every day and say that, I'm not gonna live by the past anymore. I'm going to choose to risk vulnerability and make some new friends with new women. The second thing that we have to understand is that perhaps our hesitation to be friends with women have a lot to do with the fact that we may feel insecure as a woman. And certainly, I definitely felt this a lot of times in my life, and especially when I was a young mom. That was probably the moment that I felt least secure in my womanhood. And so if that's the case, then really the problem isn't with other women, it's actually with how I view myself. It's really a problem with my own identity. And that's something that I really truly believe, being a person who follows Jesus, that's something that you and God can deal with together. The Lord can really heal you with identity stuff like that through His word, through just encouragement of others, and really being able to surrender the fact that you're feeling insecure in your womanhood and saying, God, help me see myself as you see me. And for me, I wish I could go back to 26-year-old Noelle, put my arms around her, give her a big hug, and say, listen, you are an awesome mom. It's just momming is hard, and we can't all mom the same way because we have different kids that God has given us. So give yourself some grace, Noelle. You be you. You be the mom that God has made you to be, and own it. And then encourage all the women around you to own their momness too. So I want to encourage you, my friend, that take this second point and really sit with it for a while. Is it really the other women that are so difficult to be friends with? Or is it really the fact that we don't believe that women want to be friends with us? Is it an insecurity issue on our part? And the good news is that can change. Yes, it can feel a little bit impossible. I'm going to be honest, it can feel impossible to completely change your perspective about yourself, but God can help you, totally can help you. And through time, I really believe it takes a lot of time. I have heard stories of some women, like in a moment, having this, you know, crazy revelation of who they are and Jesus, and they're like totally set free. And that's amazing. But for the rest of us, it does take time. And God every day reveals to us who He is. And through that, He reveals to us who we are in Him. And we're set free to truly be who we're created to be and actually enjoy that. Enjoy who we are. So I want to encourage you in that it can happen. You can change your perspective about yourself. It will take time. For a lot of us, it's not overnight. And I believe that God can do this work in you. The last thing, the point number three that I really think we need to kind of look at, honestly, and that is, what kind of women are we spending time with? If we feel like we can't be friends with women, maybe we need to pose it like this. We can't be friends with these women, these specific women. As I mentioned before, there are women out there who just aren't that nice. And they are manipulative. They are clicky. They are toxic. The way that they do friendship is not healthy. And if that's the case, please, please, please don't lump all women with this particular group of women. Simply just say to yourself, okay, these women are not my women that I'm going to be friends with. I do not have to be friends with these women. I've mentioned this before on the podcast, and I want to say it again, but we do get to choose who we're friends with. That's kind of the cool thing about friendship, is that we get a choice. We don't have to be friends with anybody, and we don't have to be friends with anybody because we've been friends with them for a long time. If someone is particularly toxic or cruel or are using you, you don't have to be friends with them. You can take a step back. And yes, you are to love them like Jesus loves you, but you do not have to be besties with them. You certainly can dial back the level of intimacy you have with them and find new women friends. So perhaps it's not that you can't be friends with women, it's that you can't be friends with these women. And that's a different story. So let's just go over those three points I want you to think about this week. Number one, consider your past female friendships. Is the fact that you're hesitant to be friends with other women based upon an experience that you've had with a woman that did not go well? And if that's the case, do the work to make the decision to not live by the past. And of course, that will take work and time. Number two, is this really an insecurity in your own womanhood? Maybe you just don't feel like you're as good as other women. Do you feel like you're just not the kind of woman that other women want to be friends with? If that's the case, let God heal you. And yes, He can. And last but not least, maybe it's not the fact that you can't be friends with women, but that you can't be friends with these jerky women. And that makes sense. Frankly, that makes sense. So don't lump all the women in the world with these mean women. That's just not fair to the rest of us. Instead, take a step back and say, nope, I'm not going to be friends with these women, but I'm going to look for some new women friends that I can have life-giving female friendship with. And that is all I have for today, everyone. Don't believe the lie that women are hard to be friends with, because women are awesome to be friends with. If you need me, you know where to find me. I'm on Instagram at Your Friend Noel. And of course, the Friending Show has its own handle at Friending Show. Go out and be a good friend to somebody today, because gosh darn it, the world needs more of them. Till next time, I'm your friend Noel. Hey, are you enjoying the Friending Podcast? If that's the case, please do us a favor and go to iTunes and leave a review, because you know the reviews help us. Thanks for being a friend.